Have you ever heard that expression, turning lead into gold?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's like, it's one of those sayings that means like doing the impossible, right? But what if I told you it might not be as impossible as we think? Today we're doing a deep dive into alchemy. And, the ultimate goal of alchemy, right? Turning lead into gold. We'll be looking at Cocktail Party Chemistry's episode. And they had five intriguing factoids about this topic. So we're going to unpack those today.
It's amazing how this idea, right, it's like centuries old. It's wrapped up in like, myths and stories, and it still gets people excited.
Oh, for sure.
So we're going to look at, how people wanting to do this impossible thing actually helped create modern chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I love about these deep dives. We get to like separate the fact from the fiction and really see how science has changed over time. So let's start with that historical obsession, this dream that alchemists had to create gold from lead. Why were they so captivated by this? Like, why was this such a big deal?
Well, think about it. Gold has always been like this symbol of wealth and power.
Of course, yeah.
But for alchemists, it wasn't just about like getting rich.
Right.
It was about like understanding the universe on like a deeper level and reaching this like state of perfection. It was like a spiritual quest
Oh, wow.
as much as a scientific one.
That's fascinating. So it's almost like they were trying to unlock like the secret code of the universe through this process.
Exactly.
But were they totally wrong? I mean, is there any truth to
Right.
turning lead into gold? Like, is there any scientific basis for that?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The alchemists didn't have the right methods,
Yeah.
but modern science has actually figured out how to turn lead into gold. And they do it through something called nuclear transmutation.
Nuclear transmutation. That sounds pretty intense. It's not like they're just like throwing lead into a pot, hoping for the best, are they?
No. It's much more complicated than that. You're actually like manipulating the building blocks of matter, like the atoms themselves.
Wow.
So imagine like bombarding lead atoms with these tiny particles called neutrons.
Okay.
If you hit it just right,
Yeah.
you can change the structure of the atom and turn it into gold. It's like real life alchemy.
So they actually did it. Scientists actually turned lead into gold.
They did, yeah. It's pretty incredible.
That's amazing.
And it's all thanks to our understanding of nuclear physics.
So does this mean we should all be investing in lead mines now?
Well, that's where we have to kind of come back down to earth a bit.
Okay.
We can do it. We can turn lead into gold, but it's so expensive.
Oh, okay.
The energy it takes, the equipment you need, it's way more expensive than just mining gold
Okay.
the old-fashioned way.
So it's kind of like finding a magic lamp, but then realizing that the genie only grants you one wish and it's already been used.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
But I guess it's a good reminder that just because we can do something scientifically doesn't mean it's actually practical or affordable.
And that leads us to another interesting part of all this,
Okay.
the history of hoaxes
Oh, yeah.
and fake claims in alchemy.
Okay, so you're telling me there were people who said they had figured this out, but they were actually tricking people.
There are a lot of alchemists throughout history who use tricks and schemes to make people think they could turn lead into gold. Some of them wanted fame, others were just con artists trying to get rich.
Can you give us an example? Like, I'm picturing like smoky rooms, bubbling potions, maybe even some disappearing acts.
All right, so picture this. An alchemist is showing off what looks like a normal lead rod.
Okay.
He heats it up, and everyone's amazed because it seems to turn into gold.
Wow.
But the secret is there's a hidden compartment inside the rod
Right.
filled with gold powder.
Oh.
The heat melts the powder, and it looks like transmutation.
That's pretty sneaky.
Yeah, it's crazy how elaborate these tricks were. They really knew how to play on people's desires for something extraordinary.
For sure.
It makes you think, though, about all this talk of transforming matter, especially with nuclear transmutation. How safe is all this?
That's a good point. Is there like a dark side to this modern alchemy?
Yeah, that's a really important point. Nuclear transmutation does have some risks.
Right.
It creates radioactive byproducts,
Fuck with
which
you.
can be dangerous to people and the environment.
Yeah, that's a little scary. It makes you think that even with all our scientific progress,
Yeah.
there can still be consequences, right?
Absolutely.
You really have to think about those
Yeah.
very carefully.
Scientists and engineers are still working on how to handle and dispose of this radioactive stuff safely. It just shows how important it is to be responsible when we're messing with these powerful technologies.
It's like opening a door to a whole new world, but then you find a warning sign on the other side.
Exactly. It doesn't mean we shouldn't do it,
Right.
but we have to be cautious.
For sure.
So we've talked about the history of trying to turn lead into gold,
Yeah.
the science behind it with nuclear transmutation,
Right.
and the fact that it's just not practical or safe right now.
So where do we go from here?
I think it's time to dig into those five factoids from Cocktail Party Chemistry
Okay.
and see what they can teach us about all this.
Let's do it. I'm really curious to see how these factoids connect with what we've talked about so far
Yeah.
and what kind of new insights they'll give us.
So these five factoids, they really kind of break this whole thing down, you know?
Yeah.
And the first one focuses on that age-old dream,
Right.
turning lead into gold.
It seems like a natural place to start, Ryan. We've
Yeah.
talked about the history, the motivations, all that. So what does this factoid add to that?
Well, it really highlights how this crazy goal,
Yeah.
it drove scientific exploration for centuries.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. The alchemists back then,
Right.
they didn't have the understanding of chemistry that we have now,
Right.
but they were still kind of laying the foundation for
Yeah.
future discoveries. They were so determined to figure out transmutation,
Yeah.
even though they were wrong,
Yeah.
but it helped us learn about chemical processes and reactions.
Wow. So even though they were chasing this impossible dream,
Right.
they accidentally helped create the field of chemistry as we know it today.
Pretty much.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
All right, what about the second factoid?
Okay.
I have a feeling this one brings us back to modern science.
You got it. Factoid number two is all about nuclear transmutation.
Right.
That process we were just talking about,
Yeah.
it explains how by bombarding lead with neutrons, you can actually create gold atoms.
Okay.
It's like the modern alchemist's tool.
Right. So remind me again how this works.
Okay.
I'm trying to picture it. It's like a microscopic game of pool,
Right.
but with atoms instead of billiard balls. Like what's actually happening?
So you've got these tiny particles
Okay.
called neutrons,
Huh.
and they're basically fired at these lead atoms.
Right.
And when a neutron hits the nucleus of the lead atom just right,
Yeah.
it can change the atom structure,
Okay.
and it basically turns into a gold atom.
Wow.
It's a very precise process, and it
Yeah.
takes a lot of energy.
That sounds really complicated,
It is, yeah.
but I think I'm starting to get it.
Okay, good.
So we've got the old dream, the modern method, but I bet the next factoid is going to bring us back to reality.
Yeah, you're right about that. Factoid number three is all about the cost problem.
Right.
We can turn lead into gold,
Yeah.
but it's just not practical from a money standpoint.
Yeah.
The energy, the equipment, the rare isotopes,
Yeah.
it all adds up.
Right.
And it ends up being way more expensive than just mining gold
Right.
the way we always have.
So it's a scientific win, but a financial flop.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's amazing we can do this thing
Yeah.
that used to be impossible, but it doesn't really work in the real world.
Not yet, anyway.
Right.
Who knows what the future holds?
True, true.
But for now, it's just not feasible.
So does that mean alchemy is just a thing of the past?
Well, not quite.
Okay.
Factoid number four reminds us about the history of hoaxes.
Right.
Turning lead into gold wasn't always about genuine scientific curiosity.
Yeah.
Some alchemists used trickery and lies
Yeah.
to get famous or rich.
Right. We talked about those schemes earlier.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how many people fell for it.
A lot, probably.
Yeah.
People wanted to believe. They wanted to believe in the impossible.
Okay. So what about the last factoid?
The fifth one?
Yeah. The fifth one.
Well, it brings us back to the potential dangers of
Okay.
messing with matter.
Okay.
It focuses on the radioactive byproducts
Right.
that are produced during nuclear transmutation.
Right. So it's like a reminder that even with all this progress,
Yeah.
we still have to think about the risks.
Absolutely. We have to be responsible.
Right.
The safe handling and disposal of this radioactive stuff is a big deal.
Oh, sure.
It's something we're still working on.
Right.
It shows that with every new technology,
Yeah.
there are challenges,
Right.
and we have to be aware of them.
Okay, so we've gone from the historical dream
Yes.
to the scientific reality
Yeah.
to the practical and ethical challenges.
It's been a quite a journey.
Yeah, it really has.
And these five factoids,
right?
They've been like a roadmap.
Yeah, for sure.
Helping us understand this whole complex thing.
So for everyone listening, what stood out to you the most?
Right, what's resonated with you?
Is it the history?
Uh-huh.
The science?
The breakthroughs.
The ethical question?
The dangers.
What's got you thinking?
As we go into the final part of our deep dive, we're going to leave you with a question to think about.
Okay.
What if, even with all the costs and risks, we could make turning lead into gold actually work?
Hmm.
Like financially, I mean.
Right.
What would that mean for the world?
That's a great question.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes beyond just the science.
Right.
It's about the philosophy,
mm-hmm.
the impact on society.
Yeah, the whole picture.
It's like achieving the ultimate alchemy.
And what happens after that.
Right, exactly.
We'll explore that as we wrap up
our
journey into turning lead into gold.
Sounds good.
So we know we can kind of turn lead into gold, but it's just way too expensive right now.
Right.
But what if we could somehow make it like affordable? Would it be, I don't know, would it be okay to just create gold like that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, like it's always been so valuable throughout history. It's like, what would happen if it just became like common?
It makes you think about what would happen to the economy.
Right.
You know, gold is like tied to so many things.
Exactly. Like financial systems have relied on gold.
Right.
For centuries.
So centuries, yeah.
And if we could just make it whenever we wanted,
yeah.
it could cause some serious problems.
Yeah, who knows what would happen.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to think about.
But let's go back to those alchemists for a second.
Okay.
Do you think they were really just in it for the money?
That's a good question.
Or was there something more to it?
I think that's where we get into the deeper meaning of alchemy.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about science. It was also about spirituality.
Hmm.
It was about understanding the universe and trying to become better people.
Right. It was a personal journey, too.
Exactly.
So turning lead into gold was like a symbol for that.
It represented personal transformation.
Yeah.
Like refining your soul.
Wow. So it wasn't just about the physical gold.
Right.
It was about the process of transformation.
Yeah. It was about the journey.
That's really interesting.
It shows that there was more to alchemy than just, you know, trying to get rich.
Right.
It was about something bigger than that.
Yeah. It was about the pursuit of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
About trying to understand the world around us.
Yeah, and about improving ourselves.
And I think that's something we can all relate to, right?
Definitely.
Like that desire to learn and grow.
It's a human thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe that's the real treasure.
Right.
Not the gold itself.
Yeah, the journey itself.
So exactly.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
The history of alchemy, the science behind it.
Hoaxes.
The risks, the ethical dilemmas.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
But I think it's really made us think.
I hope so.
About what it means to try to achieve the impossible.
Yeah, and what happens if we actually do?
Yeah, that's the big question.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one last thought.
Yeah, okay.
What other impossible dreams might become possible in the future?
What else will we figure out?
And what will those discoveries mean for us?
What new challenges?
Right?
What new possibilities?
Yeah, it's something to think about.
It is, for sure.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring.
Keep asking questions.
And never stop searching for those
aha moments.
Yeah, those aha
moments
that make learning so exciting.
Exactly.